Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things each week that makes you think that's a title podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden. I'm back from the brink. I lived.
What did we
bitch.
Say happened to you last week?
He's a massive guy.
He was in the underworld.
I got bigger this
and
time.
He was supposed to cross the River Styx, but he didn't have enough change for the ferryman. They only gave him one coin, so they turned him away.
I was going to be there, and then Patty, even after being explicitly instructed not to, looked back at my ass and turned me into a pillar of salt. Unbelievable. The lack of willpower on this guy.
He just couldn't keep his gaze from you. He was like, I simply must look at the massive guy. You were off last week because you were bulking. You just got bigger.
But now I'm cutting and I'm back on the bottom.
Yeah, he spent the last week. He took the week off to grow more.
Yeah. He's a massive guy.
Oh my God.
I had an illness. That was probably the... If you hear a click, a light clicking, it's a cough drop. I apologize for the misophobics on the podcast.
You picked the funniest week maybe ever to get bronchitis.
Oh my God, dude. Well, it was weird because it was like everyone was like, oh, don't go outside. And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking sick. I'm not. Like, what are you? I know there are those people who are like, oh, it makes me feel better just getting like a good long run when I'm feeling sick. I don't know what's up with those people, but. I am not one of them.
Yeah, that is its own sickness, I believe.
Yeah.
That's a sickness on top of a sickness.
I think that's like the sickest I've been, maybe even including COVID in like a couple of years. But it was funny. I was like caught. Like it was to the point where it sounded sarcastic. Like I had to go to one meeting and it was like to the point where it's like, okay, man, we believe you.
We get it. You can stop. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just there was a day this past week where it was orange and we weren't allowed to go outside. And
I don't know if you heard about this.
So like everybody had bronchitis with you for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. There was the whole city felt your plight very briefly.
Yeah, it was also I kept trying to take pictures of that to send to my parents. But my iPhone kept color correcting it so it looked normal. I couldn't figure out how to get it to like stop making it look good.
Well, I'm so sad you couldn't take a picture of it because there were no pictures of it anywhere.
I was looking at all the other pictures. I was like, how did you do this? Maybe it made me feel good about
there
my
was
phone.
Zero was photographic like, evidence. It wasn't every single post on the internet for 24 hours.
Yeah, there was surprisingly little media coverage, you know, considering.
Yeah.
You know, usually there's
Why is no one talking about this?
A little bit of an Amtrak corridor kind of media, you know. And it's weird when something like this happens that affects the area and does not get a lot of coverage. It's just kind of unusual.
Yeah.
Very unusual.
I did also think it was funny when it was like everybody on the West Coast and stuff was like, it's like, I wonder why this sort of coverage doesn't happen when this happens here. And it's like, first of all, it does. We do it, hear coverage
100%
about
does.
It.
Yes.
And second of all, it's going to get more coverage because it's fucking unusual. Like, why is that? This isn't an attack on you. Like, it's like, dude, New York is orange. You think everyone's going to be like, well, we don't want to be unfair here. Like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of news about it. But it was strange. What a strange day.
It was a strange day.
Everyone on the West Coast recommending air purifiers as if this wasn't a 24-hour experience. People are like, this is the air purifier I have. It's great. And I was like,
It's not bad advice. I think that's normal.
It's a good advice to have one, but it's weird to recommend as a response to something that is occurring for 24 to 48 hours.
It would be tough to get one before it's over. Yeah. Like in the immediate term.
I think the implication is this will happen again because our planet is cooking to death. So maybe. Get one, I think is the message there. But anyway, enough New York City centric. I don't know if you guys heard about this. We're just filling you in just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case you missed it.
Mm-hmm. No.
Number one.
Number one, baby. Let's
For
go
a second,
Mets.
I was like, we haven't done any numbers yet. We're skipping straight to the top.
Number one. New York City. Every week, it's the implied number one.
Smoked like a sausage, baby.
It's like
Italian.
It's like the fourth and a half host It's like the fifth character on our podcast.
Yeah.
New York City.
Of course.
Yeah. New York. Yeah. Yeah. It's just part of it. It's a natural energy within the podcast. Get us on those lists. The most New York podcasts around. I wish there
Have
were
you ever
more.
Seen, there's like, I get it on TikTok sometimes, this podcast called like Growing Up Italian or something. And it's just people like remembering meatballs, like this podcast.
There's good TikToks like that that are, yeah, they're named like Real New York Memories. That's just a guy in a corner being like, there used to be a sign here. And it's like, it's pretty good. It's just him in like a huge down jacket and a Yankees fitted.
Or there's just, or there's like a guy next to like a Cadillac and he's just like, yeah, how you doing? All right. You know, and it's like, this is like, okay, this is, This guy has 100,000 followers on TikTok and,
His voice sounds like he's forcing air out of a balloon.
Nobody look into what he thinks about anything other than this very narrow thing. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to know what the Italian people think either, but thankfully their podcast isn't political. It's just them naming foods for like an hour. Oh. So thankfully it's all right.
Get the you get a brajol. Oh, yeah. Just like, it's like, well, this week we talk about Zabaglione. Oh. Yeah.
I've been watching one of my sick watches was this show Alone, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It's on Netflix, but I think it's like a Discovery show about, 10 people get dropped into the wilderness and have to survive so you can survive the longest. It's actually a very cool show, and it's like, you'd think it would be filled with like complete survivalist dickheads, but because you actually have to be there for like weeks and weeks, it kind of weeds out like the TikTok ones, because they're like, well, I'm not actually going to go to grizzly country. So it's like, but at the same time, every episode I'm like, please don't ask any of these people about politics. I'm like, I just want to watch them make a lean-to. Like, I do
it would
not
be
wanna...
really weird if they asked them about politics survival show.
Thankfully, like, yeah, there's
I hope
no
this you guy have to dies.
Yeah, you have to saying. Build a lean-to and then answer these questions about Ukraine. Those are the tasks on Alone.
I'm just saying, those type of people usually find a way to make stuff about that.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
Escaped. There's only one where one guy was like, I had a dream last night. I was talking to Joe Rogan. And I was like, why am I hearing about Joe Rogan on this show? It's so inescapable.
I know what you mean, because that's always the constant threat of Fortune Fire as well. Like, you just gotta... You gotta hope that they don't. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on the cutting room floor of all these shows of people just saying the most insane shit that they have to censor for our own good. The media is silencing them. Really, is what's happening.
I give it a rec though. Good show. Check it out. There's also these like great kind of passive aggressive subtitles that pop up, where like one lady was like eating a fish off the beach, and right after she ate the fish, a thing popped that's like, it's generally inadvisable to eat dead fish on the beach because of disease. And I was just like, is she about to die from disease? Is that what?
Yeah, it's not like dead.
It's crazy they don't step in and say like, hey, maybe don't eat that fish on the beach.
Yeah, animals.
They do medical checks.
Like animals, unless you're like a vulture, like you generally don't eat animals that died. You know, that like died of old age or whatever. Like that's not.
You don't want
Because they
an
don't
animal...
die of old age. They die of something that made them die in their system.
Yeah. You don't want a hamburger that was made from an animal that was surrounded by loved ones at the moment of its passing. You don't want it dying in its sleep,
Well,
its last words, very moving. That's not what you want.
Oh, yeah, this cow was very sick. Yeah. So it's actually fine.
But then again, I haven't been eating rose hips for 30 days, so I have a lot more flexibility there to be like, you shouldn't That's eat true. That. Or I'm probably like, I'm going full Gollum
it's not good
on it
for
immediately.
You.
Yeah.
What is a rose hip?
It's something they eat a lot of in this show.
It's basically like a, I think it's like a rosebud, basically.
Yeah, it's
looks like a little fruit.
Yeah.
It's got 200% of your daily vitamin. It's twice as much vitamin C as an orange, according to the show.
And they're just growing everywhere.
I guess it's like a little fruit. It's like a little fruit.
Yeah, they're eating a lot of stuff in that show. And then one lady eats something, and then she's like, "I feel really sick." And also, that thing I ate looks almost exactly like water hemlock, which is one of the most poisonous plants in the world. I was like, Whoa, all right. Well, there's a lot, you know. I assume
if you got put on one of those shows, how long do you think you would last?
Oh, not. I was thinking about it, and I think that I have none of the skills, obviously, at all to survive. I think mentally I would be better than I would be okay, but I have none of the physical skills or anything like that to do it.
I think if I got like a few weeks to study, my biggest thing is I would just have to get better at studying like which plants and stuff are edible. I feel like I don't know that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's so tough because for whatever reason, like there's so many plants like that, and especially mushrooms where it's like the most poisonous plant in the world and the tastiest plant in the world, like are almost identical. I don't know. I mean, they know, like, that's a cool thing about it is that the people that end up on the show generally, like, know what the fuck they're doing. Even the people that aren't as experienced, right. They're like, very, you know, you don't end
up. You're not going to go there on a whim.
Yeah. And there's grizzlies everywhere. And you're like, it is a cool, because they're like, this is grizzly country. And you assume it's just what they say in those kind of shows where they're like, uh-oh, what if? And then I'm like, oh, no, they're like, there's like constantly fighting grizzly bears in this show.
Patty, how long do you think you could survive on one of these shows?
However long a human can last without finding new water, I guess. So whatever
just
the water,
boil it.
Whenever the water that I had runs out, I would just lay down in coffin pose and pass away
until they come airlift me out.
They come for your first medical check and you are dead.
The only time I'd ever be on one of these shows is at the end of a gun. There's no world in which I do this. So,
No, I would be out. I think I could last 2 days. I think I'd be okay for a night, maybe two nights max. And then I would be airlifted out. It would be a problem.
I think I could do because I couldn't find food for myself. Like, I'm not going to pretend that I could unless I found a diseased fish on the beach like that one lady. So I think probably three days.
If there were a body of fresh water with fish in it, I feel like I could do okay. Mm-hmm. I know how to cook a fish. Like,
you know how to catch a fish?
I know how to build a fire. I mean,
let me tell you something.
I can figure out a net.
It is a continual pattern in this show, at least in this season, that everyone like twice an episode is like, really thought it was going to be easier to get a fish here. And turns out. And then the worst is
I've played enough Animal Crossing. Look, I can do it.
Turns out they really don't want to be caught. It's really a pain in the ass.
I could find a grub and put it on something.
Yeah.
You're just going to be eating those grubs. That's what's going to happen.
You're probably going to be eating those grubs. Do people eat a lot of grubs on the show?
Different people are kind of different. One lady eats all sorts of shit.
Cool. I got this cut, and it's gone necrotic, so I can eat the maggots that are on eating my cut.
Yeah. I have my own grub trap here. It's perfect.
I think that's another thing. They get way less hurt than I would. Like, even just using a knife as much as they do, I would have cut myself so many times.
You know, I was just like doing cool tricks in the woods for no reason. Yeah, it's that's on me.
I brought a butterfly knife I didn't know how to use as one of my 10 items.
One of my 10 items is a sat phone, and it allows me to,
That's part of their comms bag.
One of my
10
items is
Patty.
Oh, they have a con. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Well, they have a please come get me. I'm about to get eaten button. So yeah.
One of my ten items is the little hammer or little drum thing that lets the dragon pick you up in Secret of Mana. That's for the that's so I can go to the overworld map. Yeah. Get me out of here.
What was your
one skill? Of mine is the White Castle hamburger suitcase. That's what I'm
Crave case.
Yes.
You'd have to get an argument about whether that's one item.
Garbage bag?
It comes in a box. I think it counts as one item.
Mm-hmm. Kath, five words. Garbage bag full of popcorn. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a full hefty.
Does anyone have any milk? I need milk. I can't eat this without milk.
Yeah.
I will milk just the first mammal that I see.
Kath and her lean to being like, my milk levels are really low. I can feel that.
That's one of the things they check for my medical. They
my milk levels are low. I'm going to start flashing red here real soon. I need help.
Dude, some of these people, I mean, you're not going to believe
my
this.
Popcorn levels through the roof. My milk levels.
Yeah, it's like very it's low. Like old doctors with humors, but it's just milk and popcorn levels. That's all Kath operates on.
Eli told me earlier this week that he was taking a medicine that tasted like hay. And I was like, oh, I feel like I would like that because I like the smell of hay.
You can have
and he
it.
Said, he said, popcorn and milk is definitely hay adjacent.
It's got all the characteristics.
It's almost hay. So,
yeah. We should get it. My last two alone tips. There's one very unexpected and great physical comedy bit in the show is when somebody's fishing all day and catches shit. And then a grizzly bear comes and they're like, fuck. And they run away. And the grizzly bear just walks out and catches a huge fish immediately. Like, God damn it. And also, you guys aren't going to believe this, but some of the people on that show are fucking crazy people. Like, not in a bad way, but like, you know, they're pretty intense.
They're characters, I bet.
Yeah. Well, the characters are the ones that do the best because someone shows up and they're like, I have a wife and two daughters. And you're like, we're going home in a week. And then there's another guy who's like, I didn't leave my house for 2 months last winter just for no reason. And you're like, this guy's in the end game, like money on him.
The slogan of the wilderness is characters welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good place for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I won't spoil like, I don't want to spoil any part of it.
Is that Dulé Hill? What is he doing here?
I wish. I won't spoil who it is, but one person has to be medically removed. And they're like kind of arguing against it while not being able to see. They're like, I'm not sure if I want to leave. And they're like, well, you can't. You're so hungry, you can't see.
Spontaneously losing your sight is not the best sign.
Yeah, they're
the
like,
greatest.
We kind of do have to get you out of here. So, but hey, check it out. I think there's a shit ton of seasons of it, so I'll be gone. I'll
Alone. Not to be confused with the live song, I Alone. Very different.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I've heard, ironically, Live is one of the worst live bands to ever exist. I've heard they're like really bad live.
There's just no way that it isn't with that name. You curse yourself.
Yeah, it's like being named Grace or something, and then you're clumsy, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is that a pattern?
It'd be funny if the band's name was really Live, and they just like never corrected people. It's like, ugh, whatever.
Leve.
Okay, numbers time.
Number 5.
Numbers time. This story comes to us from, drumroll please, Discount Yodeler in the Discord. If you would like to submit stories that will appear on our podcast, sign up for the $10 a month Patreon level, patreon.com/whatatimepod. You can submit stories to our private Discord channel, which this week, for some reason, there were a lot of really dark ones in there. So I don't know what the mood of the Discord is lately, but keep it light. Keep it light, folks. But this one is very light. This is fun. Actually, not very light. Someone got injured here. Never mind. This is from Discount Yodeler in the Discord. They're fine. Don't worry. But the UK is having a heat wave, which means it got above 65 degrees. You know, they're baking in the hot sun.
I respect it. It's my climate.
I get it. There's no AC there. Also, this particular story, there was like a military parade for, it's called the Colonel's Review, and Prince William just had to like go and look at them and nod, I guess. Like he was the person reviewing, I guess. But I think they failed the review because there were 1,400 guys there in the bearskin hats and everything. We determined before we started recording that they are called beef eaters. A bunch of the beef eaters passed out in the heat. And I feel very bad for them, but it is a very funny image to see one of those guys on a stretcher. It's just like, you're supposed to be this way. You're supposed to be vertical and you're horizontal. Mm-hmm. This isn't right.
They went down like Wendy Williams in that one episode of her show when she dressed up like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
It is, we were talking before it started about, I mean, we'll get, you know, this will be relevant, but it is mascot adjacent. And we were talking about how much it sucks to get hurt as a mascot because the picture of a mascot on a stretcher is just inherently kind of.
It's very funny, yeah.
Funny. So I feel like this is in that thing where it's. I mean, your job as one of these guys already is mostly to be, like, fucked with by 12-year-old American boys, right? And try to get you to make noise, make faces and break your focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just constantly coming up and trying to tickle you. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I just want to preempt. I want to make a correction here so we don't get a bunch of angry British people. These are the Coldstream Guards, are these guys. The Beefeaters have a little bit different out. Substantially different. They're also in red and black, but it's very different looking. They look much more like a...
What is a Coldstream Guard?
Late stage Final Fantasy character.
I would argue, to me, they don't look very different in my limited experience.
Well, they have a
knowledge.
Different hat. The main thing is the hat. They don't have the hat. How does
they're both
that
way too big.
Okay, so they
big.
Don't have the big hat.
Yeah. They have the, but they have
I
a big,
saying,
tall, furry hat.
The big, tall, furry hat, like, that seems really tough in the heat. Because you lose, you know, that, like, I feel like that statistic is, like, the 8 spiders a year thing. But people say, like, 90% of the heat comes out of your head. It's like, how is that possible, number one? But number two,
holes.
I do think wearing a big, tall bearskin hat in the heat is probably not great. Probably not good for you.
90% of your heat comes out of your head if you get really angry while you're cold. And then steam shoots out and you're immediately hypothermic.
But have you heard that? Did I make that up? That's a thing, right?
I've heard that. I think it's in like, it's like almost like mom advice category stored for me, you know? Like one of those things. But,
well, it's like the whole like if you go out wet, you're going to get sick. And it's like, no, there's not. You have to like be exposed to some kind of like pathogen to get sick. You know what I mean? Like it's not. So it's that sort of. But yeah.
We're getting cramps.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have an Italian ice and then you go in the pool, you're going to sink to the bottom like a rock or whatever.
That's true.
Watermelons are going to grow in your belly if you eat the seeds, etc. But I do feel like the head one is true. I just like don't know how to think about it because my head does not seem very hot. Like my head doesn't like sweat a lot. Like what is happening where all this
speak
heat
for yourself.
Is coming out of my head?
You just watched me wipe my brow. I mean, I'll believe it because every time wear glasses for like a week in winter and you'll start to believe it because you walk into a bar and both of your glasses go completely fogged and it's like, it feels like it just shot out a ton of heat. I don't know.
I guess that's true. I mean, like, I feel like my hair gets sweaty when I work out and stuff, but like, I don't know. Just 90%. I don't buy it. Mm. I don't buy it. But I've never had to wear a bearskin hat in 88 degree weather.
Well,
whatever scientists study the human body, doctors, I guess.
The thing I want to know about the hat is, in most of the pictures that I've seen, the strap does not go down to your chin. It goes like over your mouth or under your nose.
It's to hide when you're giggling, when an American tourist is bugging you. That's what it's
for. I'm sure like the first result searching for this will be like a YouTube video explaining it or something. But, you know, I mean...
to hide their soul patches so no one knows how groovy they are in secret.
Is it like armored? Maybe it's like a protection thing? I don't know. But you'd think you'd want that around the neck too, so you don't get your head cut off.
Your block
knocked
off.
But also, the British like famously suck at like military designs. Like
they
lost one war because they were like bright red and everyone else was like things that don't stand out in a forest. And they were like, we've made a huge miscalculation here.
I believe you're referring to the American Revolution, is what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
Well, is the whole. I mean, I believe the Americans were being dishonorable by not lining up and fighting in an open field. So, in their defense, I guess
we were supposed to meet them for tug of war, and instead we shot them with muskets, and that's how it all went.
They were like, "Hey, no fair!" Yeah. They sounded like a little kid from the 1920s in New York, weirdly enough.
Yeah, but they don't like part of the design of the Bobby. The police helmet is to like cover their eyebrows so you can't see their emotions. So it feels like they have a lot of weird, like quote unquote for a purpose, but also like strangely ritual kind of costuming things in their officials and their.
I mean, at
officials.
A certain point, when
I mean, yeah,
their
judges
old.
Wear those crazy wigs. Like they love a costume.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm picturing crazy wigs. Like they're like.
Like a clown afro.
Like a clown wig, yeah. The judges wear those crazy wigs.
Yeah.
But is there a rule? I want to know what the wig regulations are. Like, what's the like, code for the wigs? Could you potentially wear that?
Yeah, you have to. Well, if you're kind of like, you know, like, if you're multi-classing, if you're, like, military police, you have to wear the both. You have to wear the bobby hat with the
wig underneath.
And if you're a cop and a lawyer, like that one guy on Law and Order, you have to wear the wig under the Bobby hat. You have to let everybody know all of your different disciplines.
You wear multiple hats, so to speak. Or one wig and one hat, rather.
Yeah.
Okay, I just Googled to see if there's any wig rules, and the first thing was that, like, you know Google, like, pulls out, like, a quote out of context, and that's supposed to be the answer to the question. It's a very, very useful thing they do there.
Oh, yeah, the AI summarizer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from something called legaljobs.io, so promising already, and it's an article. And I don't know if this is meant to be, like, a joke or not, but it says, in several nations, female barristers do wear wigs. In the United Kingdom, male and female barristers are required to wear wigs in court proceedings. However, in the United States and other countries, wigs are generally only worn by male judges. No, they're not. Unless you're talking about toupees. Like, unless that's what you're saying. I don't, like, what?
Judge Steve Harvey doesn't wear a wig.
Can you imagine Steve Harvey with a wig? That's wild to think about.
Coming out of bald retirement,
just appoint Steve Harvey to a federal judgeship. That's something everyone would enjoy.
I'm sure it's fine, but he has that show called Judge Steve Harvey. And the first time I saw an ad, I was like, "Are you allowed to say that?" I was like, "Can you just say he's a judge?"
I mean, it's just mediation. Yes.
He's judging
or arbitration.
He did wear a wig at first.
Really?
He did. At first, meaning when he was a baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
But at first.
Wait, like his like flat top situation, that was a wig at one point? Interesting.
Whoa!
I mean, that's got to be a pretty easy wig, a flat
allegedly,
top.
Allegedly.
That is, you don't like, even the have, whole
swear
point
it's
of a
true
flat
in the
top
90s.
Is...
I'm screaming right now.
Yeah, you don't even have to like fade it in if it's a flat top.
Right. The whole point is that it's like a demarcated line.
It's like Lego hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. I'm just imagining like, yeah, I don't know. Like I'm imagining like a straight red wig for some reason. Like short red hair.
Right. He's Harvey. It's like in
like Lilu Dallas, like fucking Fifth Element style.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Steve Harvey multipass,
there you go. or like one of those like Raggedy Andy characters from a telenovela, like the big red-haired baby guy that is there for some reason.
Mm-hmm. White folks is losing their mind.
That's more true now than ever.
Yeah, yeah, that is. It only gets more relevant every day.
I would love to watch Fifth Element with Steve Harvey playing really either Bruce Willis or. I don't remember her actress's name. Lilu Dallas's role.
Yeah.
Either one or both in a Norbit type situation. Just get Steve Harvey in the Fifth Element. Redo the movie.
I'm just thinking about his judge though, because I feel like
always running to jump on some bullshit.
Uh-huh. I'm just thinking about like Steve Harvey when he hosts Family Feud and is like horrified by the answers, you know, which like. That bit never gets old to me. I do think that's funny every time. I'm just imagining him doing that as a judge.
Yeah.
Like, just like tell him the case and then he just makes horrified faces while the camera like snap zooms away from him.
I mean, that's kind of what Judge Judy is like, you know.
Yeah.
She's
what
like
is
doing
this
it.
Bullshit about?
Yeah, but the case is also clearly designed to make everyone say penis. Like that's already the case. It's
yes.
completely
yeah, yeah.
a loaded, you know.
Every
person.
Case is about making whoopee. It's very
love
singular.
Talking about making whoopee on there. There's no doubt about that. Look, nobody's more in their element than Steve Harvey hosting the feud. That is
great. It really is a match made in heaven. Like I think it's so funny.
There is a stone tablet somewhere with Steve Harvey hosting the feud. It is prophecy.
It is foretold. The Oracle at Delphi saw it. So anyway, good luck to these British guardsmen. I'd imagine that was very awkward for Prince William. He's supposed to be there to like review. I don't know what the review is. I think he's just supposed to look at them and nod, but I like to imagine he's like filling out a report card and he has to be like, well, a lot of them passed out. So D-. Like,
there's a sign of
better
respect.
Luck next time. Yeah. Yeah, they got overwhelmed with emotion like those fainting goats.
Yeah, the Beatles were there. That's why they were fainting. So,
no, they were all freaking out, yeah.
Yeah. So, good luck to them. Let's do number four.
Number four.
Number four comes to us from, I think, just the computer generally. I don't think there's anybody who sent this in because it was spotted this afternoon. And,
breaking news.
Really breaking. This comes to us from Destin, Florida, near the Silver Dunes condominium. And there's just a bear swimming in the Gulf of Mexico. And it just kind of came on shore and just kind of walked away, I guess. I don't know. It's fine. It's a little baby black bear, little guy. And everyone
he's
was
very
like,
cute.
What the hell's a bear doing here? And that's that, basically. That's a pretty good
and
video.
And it just kind of like ran away into the woods? Or
I guess so. I don't know. Maybe he went and, he went to Senior Frogs. I don't know. Is there one of those in Destin? Is Destin one of those places? Is it?
I was going to say, is there a Senior Frogs in Florida? Absolutely. I think that we can answer
Destin is like part of the, it's like part of the part of Florida that they stole from Alabama, right? Like
it's the panhandle.
Yeah.
So there's probably some spring breaky places. So maybe he's, it's not spring break anymore. Although it's, in the right state of mind, it's always spring break. You know,
spring break forever, baby.
That's right. I assume the bear is okay. I don't know where it, I don't know where it's from that it's in the water.
Video makes it look like it is swimming straight to shore. Like it just appeared.
Right,
like in the distance, and then made like a straight line for the beach.
Climbed out of the water. It shook its fur out, very sexy.
Like it escaped a dangerous situation on a docked yacht, and it jumped off, and it's swimming to shore. Safely.
It had spring break beads in its hair.
I was gonna say it's like Bo Derek in 10. It's like a beaded. It has beaded cornrows, and it just shakes them out.
This is it followed one of the contestants from Alone all the way back to Florida. Finished the job. It's coming all the way there.
I'd imagine he was hunting some fish, right? That's where they live.
It says he ran off into the sand dunes. That's what everyone said.
Doesn't seem like a habitat for bears, you know?
Also into the dunes, it's still like, there's still stuff around on the other side of the dunes. Yeah, it's not like it ran off into the horizon. You know, it's like, no, it's probably over near those houses, near the dunes or whatever.
I'm looking at a list of, I'm looking at black bear habitat, and they don't seem to live in Florida, really.
Well, maybe it's not a black bear. Maybe it's a bear that was black color, but it's not like an actual black bear. You know what I mean?
Okay, it looks like there are a few isolated pockets of them in the Florida panhandle. So I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, the Florida black bear, it looks like. Yeah. It's a subspecies of the black bear.
It's a bear wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, this just all reminds me of back, it was like, some like drunk night in college, we invented the concept of an animal called the Florida bear. So I'm wondering if that was that. But they have very specific characteristics. They love to climb trees, but they were afraid of heights. They were allergic to water. So if this might be a Florida bear, maybe we brought it into existence.
So you're trying to determine, whether you have the lathe of heaven powers. That's what you're trying to. Okay.
I want them to do the tests. Find out if they're allergic to water. Do all this stuff.
Well, it doesn't seem like he's allergic to water. He was jumping around in it.
But he was trying to get out, wasn't he? So
there's video of him swimming out there as well. He's just kind of hanging out a little bit. So he's cooling off.
He's trying to cool off. Yeah.
This is a classic like local news story where it's like, I hope he's cooling off out there. And it's like, it's not safe.
Windmills do not work that way.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe those windmills will cool him off.
He's trying to beat the heat.
Yeah,
he's beating the heat. He's trying to beat the heat.
And who among us?
Yeah. Or the great Hampton Yent local news thing about how they do everything in rhyme, where they're like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger in the supermarket? A tiger got loose from the zoo today and mauled a child.
Several people are hospitalized.
Yeah. Same. But yeah, so they're just, I would be, do you think people in Florida even knew there were bears around there? Like, what was their reaction?
It's very hot out in Florida.
Seinfeld yourself.
He turned the
dropped that and disconnected his AirPods.
He turned the Seinfeld on himself.
Officers say he turned the Seinfeld on himself. Yeah, man, I feel like a lot of people there probably are tourists to Florida, don't realize there are black bears. I imagine this was an extremely surreal moment. And again, as someone I have talked about on the podcast before, someone who has been very close to a black bear, the thing you're supposed to do is make yourself really big and yell at it, which goes against every single instinct in your body.
I'm not going to make myself look bad. I'm on the beach. I don't want to look big. I want to stay trim.
I shouldn't have gotten. Yeah, I should have kept on all that weight so I could fight this black bear.
Showing up myself. Why'd I go to the gym for 3 months before this? Yeah, exactly.
That's why he was able to get out at that beach, because everybody had their beach bodies, so he wasn't intimidated by them because they were too svelte. You know. Yeah,
there were a couple of post baby bodies on there. Yeah, he's a massive guy. Some post baby bodies, and you know.
A lot of revenge bodies out in Destin, Florida this weekend.
There was one lady who was flaunting her curbs, and that was big enough to, just doing Daily Mail headlines now.
Yeah. Don't want to be the
flaunting
guy.
Flaunting her curbs is a really good one. I like showing off her slim pins.
Yeah.
Slim pins is iconic.
That sucks. I hate that.
Just absolutely vile.
Wow, they're
he got
toothpicks.
Scared by a barrel.
Yeah, I do love the idea of like someone just having to go into, you know, send in like an email to their editor being like, today's article, just finish this up. And then the title is like, banging beach body. And it's like, you get fired for writing this anywhere else.
That is like wild that's someone's job is to just like look at, like scroll through paparazzi beats photos.
Paparazzi,
like,
the Italian paparazzi.
I mean, it already is Italian, but it's funnier Italian.
Paparancini, camera shape a pasta.
A paparancini is a tiny pickled photographer. No, that's just weird to me. That's your job, is to just describe women's bodies from Instagram. Yeah.
And make sure you reference their ages as well. Very important.
Yes, very important.
Coming back from the fucking sweet green with a big salad, sitting down, getting one mouthful, and then being like, va va voom! On your work iMac is so weird.
Here's a good one. I just pulled it up now. We're on, this is not really going to move the needle, I would guess. Selling Sunset stars Jason Oppenheim and twin brother Brett sport monochromatic ensembles for a night out in West Hollywood. It's two
Selling
guys.
Sunset star it's, Oppenheimer.
It's two little, it's two.
That's like, what the movie's about, right?
It's about
these guys.
It's about the Oppenheim group. It's two bald guys who are identical twins, both wearing black, photos taken at night. It's like, oh, I got to see this.
No, that's what selling. Selling Sunset is also about Oppenheimer. It's about he sold the nuclear sunset.
Yeah, one of the scientists said one of the other scientists was on drugs, and they did 3 episodes about it. And it was treated like something very serious because none of the scientists, that work in LA real estate could possibly have ever taken a drug before. That's defamation to them. Yeah,
I saw that thing where for Oppenheimer, they're like, part of the movie is in black and white, part of the movie is going to be in color. And I think if I didn't know that and then I went to the movie and that happened, I would walk out.
Something
I
happened to me.
I hate that so much.
I thought you were going to thought like something happened to your vision. Like, oh, no.
No, I'd just be annoyed. Ned
something
Lee.
Has gone wrong.
Going Wizard of Oz on my ass. No, thank you, dude.
No, if you think you're Oppenheimer, they're spending all their time. The scientists are all asking each other. They just want to know if you have my back. That's the thing they keep saying over and over again to each other.
Yeah, Oppenheimer walks in.
Is
that
what Selling Sunset is like?
And they say they don't like drama, but then they're always just saying stuff that other people say behind their backs to each other. That doesn't seem like a way to stay out of drama to me. I don't know.
You're 100% right about that. That is like kind of rule number one.
One of the producers should tell them that they're actually creating drama by saying, you know, it's really.
I think Patty should get a confessional on these shows for not being there.
Patty just driven to madness by the fact that these people are not avoiding drama like they say they want.
I don't understand. No, it's like the only one of those shows that that we watch, and we just put it on and like kind of like, you know, for like an afternoon, and then it's basically done. Sure. And there's something about that and I can't remember the other producer's name, but the Adam DeVello aesthetic, the Hills, you know, production team from way back when. And also, and this has been written about ad nauseum, but there's this music that cannot be real music in between every one of the scenes. And apparently it's all real music. They don't like do weird, like it's all music that exists. So like the music supervisors are geniuses, but every single one of the songs sounds like a fake song. It's fascinating.
Right. It's such a specific thing to like, because obviously it's like, it is definitionally music, but you listen to it and you're like, this isn't music. Like somehow, this is ersatz music. I did not know this was possible.
It's all like girl boss versions of like the, how you like me now song from like the car commercials or movie trailers or whatever. There's like four of them every episode. I don't understand how there are so many. Is that by the heavy? I don't know.
While they're showing those like really high contrast golden hour shots of like the hills outside Los Angeles, and that song is playing,
and they're walking up in the stupidest outfit you've ever seen in your life to go show some like complete bozo who's a billionaire for some insane reason an identical house that cost $30 million to the
They're
other identical house.
They white all, tuxedo they all... with tails and driving shoes to show somebody this fucking
I was just gonna
pool.
Say all the women on that show are like in their mid-20s to mid-30s, and they all dress like they're going to prom. It's like, how is this why do you have like a giant bow on you? You're selling a house. Like, what's happening?
I mean, anyway. I feel like there's something like high level real estate needs to be investigated, because there's something happening.
It's like there's
I don't know. Like every person, it's just like every time there's like a woman that I knew in college who I was just like, man, what are you going to end up doing? The answer turned out to be expensive real estate in New York City, like every time. And I'm just like, what
is
going on
here? It's a good gig. You get to help people, you know, launder their money and invest in a house they'll never be at, and you get like a good cut, you know? Yeah.
It's a fun show, whatever. It passes the time. There's a character who last season was new, and one of her like side businesses, she has like a frozen empanada company, and would like shoehorn it in a lot more last season, like, you know, but then there was something in the she made some kind of offhand comment that was terrific this season, where she's like, it's like, there's less meat in that than my empanadas or something like that. And I was like, bam, the empanada callback from like, you know, 8 episodes ago. Very good.
Yeah. I'm assuming this woman is not from a country that traditionally makes empanadas.
I don't believe so. No, she's from like Boston. And
she's from Vancouver, probably.
And she's not. Look, I don't know for sure, but it does not seem like she would be. You wouldn't think she had an empanada company.
Sure.
So why would you say that your empanadas don't have a lot of
meat? Because they're vegetarian. Stupid. Also, they're not that they're bad. Obviously, she would never badmouth.
Oh, all right.
But there's a lot of like, I'm running a business, and it's like, oh right, the empanadas. Like it could not be a funnier like thing to be like kind of bringing up all the time.
I looked around Southern California, and I know what supply and demand is. And I said, if there's one thing that's lacking in supply, it is fucking South American food made by a woman from not there. So, yeah. Should you do number 3?
What were we talking about? Oh, right. The bear.
The bear.
Bear at the beach.
It appears to be fine.
Trying to get some of those empanadas.
Bear at the beach sounds like one of those misspellings of Bon Appetit. When people post like their food, and they're like, bear at the beach.
Bear apple tea.
I like it. Bone apple tea. Good for this bear. Let's do number 3.
I meant to say BBL, not barrel.
You know, we gave you a lot of credit. We went along with it. Just like, yeah, bears scared of barrels.
I assumed it was a video game thing where like a rolling barrel hurts a bear.
And then I was also like, I have a highly doubtful that Shelby is making a strange video game reference. But.
I just assume anything anyone says on this podcast that I don't understand is a video game reference. And I'm usually right. So,
yeah, fair enough.
Folks, if you're enjoying this episode, you may also enjoy our bonus episode this week. We do one every single week, including this one. This week, find out which celebrity Eli has beef with.
Learn what doctors think about you drinking Diet Coke. It might be exactly what you expect.
and then find out about a story that I originally thought was something else we discussed previously, leading to a great deal of confusion. But it's alarming. It involves, well, in both cases, someone with long hair and doing something strange. So check it out.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Number three. This was sent to us by multiple people, but from my bussy and me first. As we mentioned before, this is a tragedy befalling a mascot, which is sadly hilarious. Very hard not to be funny in some way. The mascot was in on it, as they often are. Almost always, the mascot is in on it.
The mascot is complicit.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, is it unfortunate that the guy in the blow-up Toronto Raptors suit fell down all the stairs on roller skates? Yes. But they did agree to go down a ton of stairs on roller skates. So, you know, who is to blame here, really? You got to take their responsibility.
And the tail deflating is arguably one of the funniest things that's ever happened in the history of comedy. The timing is remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, you're not doing that because it's going to go great. You're doing that because you're putting your life on the line as a mascot to make a fucking phenomenal
I put my life on the line.
Yeah.
Every day. Every day you get in that suit, you're putting your life on the line.
Yeah, well, this one, so this is during game four of the NBA Finals. The mascot of the Heat, who is, I don't know what they are. like, Bernie is their name? Patty, calm
down.
It's
Bernie Sanders. Their mascot is Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I think it might be some sort of fucking pelican or some shit. I don't know what's, I mean, I like it when mascots are just like, they're just like, it's Miami.
Yeah.
It's the spirit of Miami.
He's just the guy. Yeah, that's, I like that. It's like the Philly Fanatic. Like, that's ideal to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you guys' high school mascots? Did you have good ones?
Tigers, baby. Wilson Tigers.
No, mine's not a good one.
Oh, wait. It's not the Wilson Tigers anymore because Woodrow Wilson was a horrible racist. So now we're called something else.
Also, tigers have killed a lot of people. That's pretty problematic.
Yeah, but that's big animals.
Pretty problematic.
Bears.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, big day for mascot naming when they found out about tigers because they don't have them here. So finding out that they're somewhere else, like, oh, shit. We're naming this after this. This is tight.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Or double down, call them Bengals. It's like specifically Tigers specifically somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Yeah. My college one was the Pioneers, speaking of problematic mascots. It's not great.
Yeah.
Middle school was Vikings. They do okay, but they did some things.
Middle school, we were the Red Devils, but they're not there anymore, obviously. That's changed.
That's one where I get why they changed it, but that's cool. That's a cool mascot.
I mean, it's probably something lame now. I think it's like the Red Hawks or something, which, like, whatever. But it's also one of those, like, very Tipper Gore-ass moral panic. Like, really? It's just a little guy running around. It's not like
it's
Satan.
It's a little imp. Yeah. Right. It's not like Baphomet.
Oh,
like,
you mean
Asmodeus.
That would be sick if it was like a classic
middle school mascot payment.
Six heads. Yeah. I mean, or like the classic, the fucking like number one pearl clutching name change, which is the changing the name of the NBA team called the Bullets to the Wizards because a lot of people were dying in that city.
Yep.
Like Bullet. Like it was like what I feel like I would get it if it was like the Washington Guns, but it's like Bullets. It's like
Washington their Guns.
Washington Guns.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah. Change Commanders. This would be the Guns, the Washington Guns. But yeah.
Yeah, my high school was the Jesuits.
That sucks. Not known for their athletic prowess, the Jesuits.
Well, yeah. Tell that to
your mascot is just a thinking monk.
It was
being
fair
minded.
There wasn't one. Right.
Jesuits
exactly.
Getting absolutely pounded in football. I'm just kidding.
No, they were they were decent. The hockey team
well,
won
not
state
the real
this year.
Ones.
We were in high school, we were Crimson Tide. And then that there isn't like a thing for that, so our mascot was a duck.
It's just also weird to be called Crimson Tide.
It kills a bunch of Alabama. Fish. It's devastating to the local economy.
It's very weird that we were the Crimson famous, Tide.
Yeah. They have an elephant, so nobody knows what the fuck to do with it. But elephants are
cool.
But
yeah, I grew up very far away from Alabama, like no cultural relation to Alabama, and yet we were the Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
There was no mascot. There was it would be like a druid or something, right? That's basically the, yeah.
Oh man, you're a Stanford. Shelby says, Stanford, my college. Is it Stanford or is it
Indiana University of Pennsylvania? Crimson oh. Hawk.
They changed their name to a porn site.
what's the porn site?
Crimson Hawk.
Is that a porn site?
Apparently it's a cartoon porn with a superhero woman named Crimson Hawk.
Ooh, baby.
And for once I can tell you I am not saying this tongue in cheek that I'm unfamiliar with the word Crimson Hawk.
It is not on Crunchyroll. Superhero.
So
well, Crunchyroll is not a pornographic site. Come on.
This is one of those.
I just thought you were saying that as like an anime guy. I don't know this.
Indiana University. They should have been like, once we had Indiana, it's like, this has to stop. Like, you got to change the name of this. This town's got to, like, this is like Miami, Ohio. Like,
yeah,
like,
you can't be doing that.
One of those schools where it's like, where are you going to college? Miami, Ohio. Just like, like, you know, I mean, it's probably, it might be a better school. I don't know, but it's not as sexy, obviously.
But I like the weird names. I also had a soft spot for Slippery Rock University.
Yeah, that's
Slippery Rock is a good one. Yeah.
The mascot's just like a guy in a... okay, let's see. They changed
that. Is the mascot the cartoon porn lady?
Why do all these comedians know about cartoon porn lady?
I think Shelby's making fun of me. Yeah.
Shelby is saying that everyone said there's too many names of this university.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
I mean, that's how
Shelby
you,
is typing in all caps insistently in her Zoom chat.
Ralphie May and Lewis Black the two comedians who came there.
Well, glad to know I'm on the same level as Ralphie May, I guess.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham doesn't seem like a big crowd work guy, but.
All right. So some of the luminaries of Indiana University of Pennsylvania, Art Rooney, founder of the Steelers. Jimmy Stewart, actor.
Okay.
People know who Jimmy Stewart is. I don't know why I read the actor part there. Steve Wolfe, pornographic actor, who is known professionally as Johnny Sins.
Yeah.
Johnny Sins.
Oh, shit. He had a pretty porny name from the get-go.
Wow.
The first Jewish playmate? What?
Shelby's just... the chat is deranged right now with... Shelby facts. Yeah. Shelby, did people...
Openly is very alarming.
Shelby, I need to know if people at the school celebrate Johnny Sins as an alumnus. Like, because that's like probably one of the better known people. But first I heard of it, according to him. So I guess the school is not proud. That's too bad. They should let him give the commencement speech.
Give him an honorary doctorate. I mean, he's already got the gear, you know. Yeah, so.
He'll be on the Jumbotron not as a prank for the first time ever.
I think that would be nice for him.
Man, that is such a great bit to put it on the, like, if you go to, like, you know how like they have like the, they have a selection of the famous people, and then when you click through, there's like a big long article on Wikipedia. So on the selection part, it just says Stephen Wolfe. And does not say that it's Johnny Sins, so we got that fun reveal. On the other one, it says Stephen Wolfe parentheses Johnny Sins, so not as not as fun. Good work on that one.
Stephen Wolfe, DBA Johnny Sins, doing business as
business as.
He's talking about Shelby. Also seems to think that Flo went there as well. Flo, who is
The bland girl. Flo's not the bland one.
Oh, who's the bland? I don't know. I guess I don't.
She's
I don't
the
know
bland my, one because the then verse. In one of the commercials, her parents are there and her parents are very bubbly. And then she's like, "Can you? They're just like me, right?" Natalie something says Shelby. I knew who you're talking about, Shelby. I know all the progressive people.
There's a I know guy the cast. I know the progressive verse.
I know the guy. Yeah. I know the one guy.
The PCU. I know PCU. Progressive Cinematic Universe. One of the YouTube creators. Well, that's a small net.
No. He means like the founders. Yeah, Chad Hurley.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it just said like one of the creators on YouTube.
He either created...
Can we... I don't want to look. We can go through number all of the people that went to Shelby School.
We haven't done number three yet.
Yeah, we have to do it.
Wait, have we not done number three?
No,
what
I
happens?
Just mentioned a mascot.
Oh my god! Okay, the order. It says 5-4. Okay, never mind. I thought the order was out of order. I didn't realize we hadn't done number three yet. I'm so sorry.
I went to a mascot, and then we covered an entire alumni section of Wikipedia.
I thought we were still at the bear on the beach. I apologize. No. We have to do number three.
Yeah. So the Miami Heat mascot, who is some weird little thing called Bernie, that I'm maybe is a real. It's probably a bird or something. Someone's gonna
a little
let me
freak.
Know.
It's got a basketball on his face. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got like a basketball for a beak. It's, you know, it's real E.T. kill it with hammer situation, but whatever. It's out there.
It's out there.
Yeah. It's out on the court.
It's no our problem now.
It's out on the court and shockingly hasn't been taken down. No one shot it. And Conor McGregor is there, I guess. And so they were going to do a bit with Conor McGregor because I guess he's selling like a pain relief. He's getting into like Shaq levels of.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, what's the word? Not sponsoring, but like just like having his name on.
Spokesman. Yeah. Endorsing. Yeah. I don't know what the right word is.
This guy's like, about to cozy up to the general. I can feel it.
Yeah. Like Conor McGregor having his own brand of whiskey, which I cannot think of like a single larger red flag to see someone order.
Yeah. And
like,
they order it and you immediately kick them out of your bar.
86. Yeah. The name of that whiskey, proper 12, more like proper 86, dude. You need to go. You need to go home.
And it's like hugely popular too. It's like a number.
Is
it's like,
it?
It's like a top 10 whiskey, I think. Is, you know.
Is
Conor McGregor doing the thing where he's like Ric Flair, where he's like a huge or like a huge fan? He'll do like any "Let's go, my favorite team" like thing, where he'll wear like the stuff and do like an endorsement thing. Is that what that is? Do we think? Or
he's not doing? I don't think he's doing like a Drake thing where he just pretends to be a fan of like any team that'll let him sit
on the bench.
Side.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So maybe I mean it's not like I can't imagine he would have any natural NBA because, you know, being from.
Yeah, but he seems like a guy who would hang out in Miami a lot.
Yeah, not like, so I would believe
it.
It is. And they have a couple championships, so it's like a good, you know. So the part of the
situation.
Bit was they're like, okay, we'll have you fake fight the Heat mascot and then you can pretend to use your spray on him. It's clearly a bit. The mascot comes out with like big boxing gloves and stuff. And
wait,
then,
his spray? What's his spray? Is that
he
what
sells
he's
a spray?
Spray.
Oh, okay. It's a pain relief spray.
He has he's like a skunk. He has like a gland that
I thought maybe it was like a great
he was showing
Muta situation.
Everybody that he can spray.
Like, I thought maybe he had a. That maybe
he was
had a
revealing
deadly
to
mist.
The world that he can spray.
You can just express this gland on him, and then the pain will go away.
Yeah.
And he's selling his secretions. That's what it is.
He's selling his secretions to the perfume industry.
I'm going to go Conor McGregor spray. Okay, let's see what we got here.
Yeah, what's that stuff beavers make?
Right.
Okay, yeah. TIDL Sport. Plant-powered cryotherapy. Okay.
Yeah.
No free clout. Beep that out.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
I have no idea where you could even find it, but so
it's sold out on the website. So
you have to find and catch Conor McGregor and then express his glands.
Right,
that's how you get
it. You have to actually startle him. That's a key part of this.
Yeah, you have to catch him by surprise.
It's like Squid Ink. He does it to get away.
That's why he's so successful in the UFC.
It's his finishing move, yeah.
But it has healing properties, so it's very valuable.
More valuable than gold, some would say. Yeah. He's filled with horseshoe crab blood. Squirted out of him in the ring.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why people keep trying to beat him in the ring, even though he's so strong, because you don't only get the purse from the fight, you get to express his glands.
It's like
a beaker full.
It's like ambergris. That's what.
You have until the ref counts down from 10 to get as much out as you can to express as much of his precious spray as you can.
They use it in a lot of fragrances.
Yeah. It's very important stuff. It's good. You can also, it's universal blood. You can use it for universal blood donation. It's just really all around great stuff.
A miracle substance.
Yeah.
So he used that on the mascot.
He also gets smaller when you express it. Shrinks.
Deflates. That's why he looks so jacked. He's just full of the serum.
Yeah. And then he has to hibernate to get regular size again. Anyways, he's on the court with Bernie, the Heat mascot. And I guess they were like, hey, this big mascot suit has a big fake head. And inside it, only a very small part of this is an actual guy's head. Sorry to anyone who thinks the mascots aren't fake. They were like, should we really choreograph this punch and fake it? And they were like, no, I'm sure it'll be fine if he just punches the mascot, because either he'll just hit the, you know, fake part of the head, or even if he does catch the guy's head, it's so much padding because it's a mascot suit.
Yeah.
But then it turned out that, first of all, he did get him right in the head, and second of all, he's really strong and...
famously good at punching.
Yeah, like not
one
only
of the
a famous,
things he's known for.
Yeah, like not only a famous fighter, but famous for knocking people out with his left hand. So it turns out that he kind of really absolutely leveled the dude, and he had to go. He's fine, but he did have to go to the hospital to be checked out.
Did he get stretchered away?
Well, I think it was part of the bit that they dragged him off the court, because he's supposed to be knocked out in the bit. So
right,
I think they probably dragged him off court, and then they were like, all right, man, get up. And he was like, not getting up. Excuse me. But he was taken to the hospital. He's fine. He was just given some pain medication, real pain medication, not McGregor's glands juice.
Yeah.
And he'll be all right.
I just feel like, yeah, pain medication, if you got to spray it on, it's probably not all that effective.
Well, yeah, it's like that head-on bullshit, remember?
Yeah. Did that work? Probably not, right?
It can't have worked any better than a pill, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Psychosomatically...
People hate taking pills, though.
Yeah. I mean, for people who are dumb, it might have worked better, because they were like, it's so close to my brain, you know?
That's true. It is close to your brain.
True.
Anyway, best of luck to Bernie. I'm glad he's okay.
He's fine.
Let's do number two.
Number two.
Number two. This comes to us from... Where is it? I don't know where it is. Who submitted this? Compact Prism in the Discord. Sorry, everyone. A vape store called Planet of the Vapes, because of course it is.
Nice. That's pretty good.
It's not bad. Also, this is from Ohio, just outside of Cleveland. Probably the capital of vape stores. I feel like there are probably a lot of vape stores.
All the places, all the vape
stores.
What
else are you going to do?
Yeah, all the vape stores here have like the most annoying names, like Smoke Kiss or you know, Kiss and Smoke and all the kind
of,
it's horrible.
Yeah, like Clouds with a Z is part of a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's like a big, yeah.
Yeah, and then some of them are just named like, please come inside, vape time. They're just begging you to walk in.
The thing, okay, I have a brief complaint to make about this stuff. I know this is a detour from the story, but New York has a bajillion weed/vape stores now. None of them sell cigarettes. It is so confusing. It drives
me crazy. They think they're fucking
crazy.
Better than it, honestly. It is obnoxious.
It's just like, you clearly have to have a license for that. Why do you not fucking sell me cigarettes? I guess if it's just a weed store, that makes sense that they don't.
It's got to be taxes, I think. And probably. Like, they probably don't want to deal with like it to some extent. But I also do that legitimately think that some of them think they're like better than selling cigarettes.
Yeah, it's healthy. It's healthy to vape. Popcorn lung. It's good for you. Just drives me crazy. Anyway, Planet of the Vapes, even if they don't sell cigarettes, they are on my good list because
popcorn,
they had a billboard.
Lung. I'm getting thirsty for some milk. Sorry.
That's how you cure it. People don't realize.
Yeah.
If you have the right milk levels, you won't get popcorn lung.
Well, yeah. Cats.
Give me 200 cc's of milk, stat.
It helps. helps.
Yeah, you got to even them out. Just, you know, just a big golden scale. On the way to the afterlife, weighing your popcorn against your milk to see if you can enter the sea of reeds or not. How much popcorn did you eat while you were alive? Okay, and how much milk did you drink?
Wow, I don't want to know the answer to either of those questions. That's dark. I don't want to know.
Just eating so much stuff that's the color of paper. It's crazy.
I eat colorful like food printer. Also.
Cal on that printer diet.
Anyway, this vape store, they had a billboard, as vape stores do, because what is our economy now? No one knows. It's vape store ads. So they had this billboard that they could put up an ad on, and they decided to use it to alert people to a speed trap that was like right behind the billboard. So it says, this is a strict 25 mile per hour zone in big letters. And then underneath it says, a reminder courtesy of Planet of the Vapes. So really doing everybody a solid. also feels like perhaps this is a good way to not have cops like your vape store and maybe cause you some like licensure problems. But hey, I'm glad they're sticking their neck out for for America's speeding drivers.
You want those cops? You want those cops coming into your store to buy like fucking e-juice called like Thin Blueberry Line or whatever, like blasting their rigs in their cruisers,
just ripping clouds.
Yeah, I mean, especially in like that area of America, I feel like I would take a vape store billboard because it's going to be either that or like a fetus. It's like those are like the two billboards.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think I think this is nice. I think this is nice. Apparently, it's like a total speed trap town, which I feel like Austin had these. Like the suburbs right around the city make all of their money by catching people speeding through who like don't know what the speed trap deal is. And apparently this town, which is less than a square mile and has a population of under 400 people, they have issued 17,000 speeding tickets in 2022. Last year, 17,000 speeding tickets. So like clearly this is...
Get them out of here!
This billboard might be catastrophic to this town.
Like, what is the infrastructure of this town? They are swimming in it. They must be like marble roads and like public bathrooms paved with gold. just drunk with power off all this speed trap money.
It's the land of milk and honey paid for by speeding tickets.
It's the land of milk and popcorn.
You motherfuckers. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I got pulled over once outside of Austin in one of these towns. And while the guy was writing us a ticket, he was actively scanning for other speeding cars. Like, they got a quota to meet, these guys. And this vape store may have really fucked things up for them, which, good for them. Shout out Planet of the Vapes.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with these speed tickets now is that they just, it's unsustainable shareholder growth. All they want is more and more tickets.
Yeah, they're gonna have to lean heavier on civil forfeitures to fund. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotta come up with some alternative funding plans here. I don't know. I guess maybe they'll tax the vapes more. That seems like probably the way this is gonna happen. But apparently, this is like you're allowed to do this. So, congrats. It is allowed. it is legal. So, yeah, pretty nice. Pretty cool. Number one.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Number one this week, this comes to us from Hoggity 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 Sim. Great improvement to the name. Much better than Blowbang Sim, even though I still said it now. Fun to say. This is a guy who was just got fucked over. This guy just had a nightmare of a time. Like, if there's a guy that's allowed to watch some stuff on YouTube that's just like, if he's allowed to post, this is the one guy who could post like an angry thing and be like, the way the women handle dates is so fucked up. And I'd be like, for this guy, it yes.
He's
Everybody
allowed.
Else is angry and wrong. This guy has had the worst experience of all time. It's a guy, a man in China, who is now somehow in the legal battle over this. So he went on a blind date. So, you know, that can be rough in the best of times.
Do we know how the blind date was set up?
Like, through was a matchmaker.
A okay, through a matchmaker.
Who I assume is not getting, you know, the probably getting the money back on the matchmake.
I was going to ask, because I know where this is going, whether the matchmaker is going to get a cut. Because I feel like this may be a scam perpetrated on this man.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There's no way anyone that you know could do this to you and expect to ever talk to you again. So they go, okay, great. Mr. Liu, you're going to go meet Miss Zhang at this restaurant. And he got there, and then Miss Zhang showed up with 23 of her relatives to join them on the date.
Look, she's got to make sure that this guy passes the background check, you know? Like, what does my family think of him?
Were they
is
like
someone I should date?
And they weren't like stashed around the restaurant to keep an eye on things. They were like, "Oh, we need a table for 25." That's what, like,
which doesn't exist. They showed up and they were like, "You're going to need to push a couple tables together." Yeah, and he's like, "Well, I made a reservation for two." Unsurprisingly.
Hey, we have a couple additions to our reservation. 23 additions.
Yeah,
is that going to be a problem?
Here. Me and my date are here, but then 23 of her relatives are like on the way. Can we get seated? Do you want us to wait at the bar? So they show up. They order what is described in this story as a significant amount of expensive cigarettes and premium alcoholic beverages. I do not
I love
know
to what... go to the cigarettes restaurant. My favorite.
Love to deaden my taste buds with a bunch of expensive cigarettes before we throw down some premium alcoholic beverages. I don't know. I mean, I guess I could sort of understand, just out of like pure shell shock, why this guy didn't just leave. But or maybe they just,
I mean, you don't
like
necessarily know you're gonna have to pick up the bill at that point.
Yeah, you could, like, be like, "Well, I'll be paying for you and me," and then yeah, at the end of the meal, he was going to be like, "Well, so I just had the soup, and it feels like you guys had all those cigarettes. You guys had like 20 packs of cigarettes." So
look,
I feel
normally,
like maybe,
can we at least split it 25 ways? At least, please.
Yeah, and then the poor server, you're like, "Hey, can you split this 25 ways?" Hey, here's 25 Chase Sapphires. Can you just take those back there and split it up 25 ways?
Yeah. Like, this is just such an insane, like, it takes like a couple minutes to meet 25 people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, think about how long that part.
That's like a big, that's like a big Thanksgiving. Right. Yeah. Like a dinner.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they do that. At the end of the night, the bill is 20,000 won, which is approximately $2,800.
Sure.
And
I mean,
so,
not that bad. 100 bucks, 100-ish bucks a person. All right.
Yeah. I mean,
nice dinner.
For 23
Look, I'm not
people,
saying,
a little much.
I'm not saying it's a bargain for him. I'm
yeah.
just saying, you know. They're not yeah. a per se or whatever, so that's at least good. But yeah, so the bill comes, they
I mean,
all
per,
give
yeah,
it to per this
se
guy.
Has, per se sells very expensive cigarettes, to be clear.
It's true.
So then when the bill arrived, he understandably decided to leave the restaurant. And
yeah.
They settled the bill, but she demanded, she says, "You have to pay half," which is just that beautiful fucking insane math to be like,
we're going Dutch.
Yeah.
Me and my 23 relatives, and then you. 50-50.
Yeah. Team A, team B. Two sides of the same coin. So after all that, this guy, I assume just out of like pure, just like, I will, if this is the cost money-wise to have this no longer be a part of my life,
mm-hmm.
this is what I'm willing to pay. And paid 4,000 yuan, which is $562, which is still way more than he ever should have paid.
Sure. But I get, maybe this guy had, you know, maybe he makes good money and he was like, I need to get out of this situation. So
yeah. all I could think is like maybe $562 was like their, like his and her, and she was probably going crazy on those cigarettes. So, so she's like, I'll pay. I think that might be what it was. He goes, I'll pay for that. I'll pay for the $562. Your other 23 relatives have to pay for their fucking cigarettes and drinks. Which I
your
love because it's sort of
cigarette hungry relatives just sitting down to dine on a pack of cigarettes. Yeah. These gremlins.
You're fucking Thomas the Tank Engine of relatives who are just ripping through these like coal. Which also I like because it makes it kind of sound like they didn't eat food. Like they might have just been in there. They're like, we already ate. We're just here for cigarettes and expensive drinks. Just Singapore slings and cigarettes. That's all we need. So
Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah. Just Hunter S. Thompson ass diet. So they offer, he says, I'll pay $560. She is not cool with that. And then I like how, so her whole family filed a lawsuit against him for not paying for the whole dinner.
Look, the family that smokes a million cigarettes together stays together. They are acting as a unit.
Yeah. They show up and they're just asking. They're spending their entire per diem in court. I know you don't get a per diem as a fucking plaintiff.
Yeah, I know. They give you a per diem.
Yeah, that's why everybody keeps suing everybody. So they filed a lawsuit against him. They say this got some attention on Chinese social media and prompted discussions regarding the boundaries of social etiquette during blind dates. Yeah, I mean, I think the boundaries is can't do this. You're not allowed.
Was this
allowed.
Like a hot button issue of, is it okay to bring your 23 relatives to your blind date?
Yeah, can you like, bring more than the cast of one of the National Lampoon's Vacations to dinner unannounced?
Yeah.
And they say many took the man's side. I'm like, many? Like,
yeah, many is really, wow. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess technically everyone except for one person, or I guess 24 people, is many.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so after all this, the legal experts got into the argument and they ended up saying he should, honestly, they said he only has to pay for his own stuff, which still feels like a crazy outcome. They should be like, you should have to buy him dinner for the rest of his life. This is the meanest thing anyone's ever done. But it's, I'm sure he's also just happy to have it be over.
It's all behind him. Also, now he has like a really good story to tell on his next blind date. You know?
He's changing his dating profile to be like, please do not be you and 23 of your relatives who love expensive cigarettes.
Seems like you might want to check in with the matchmaker about that.
Yeah.
What the hell? Who are these people you're setting? What the hell's going on here?
Where did you find this woman?
I just wanted to check in about my last
date. Did you have to talk to her 23 relatives?
Right.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and request nobody who's going to bring 24 people. Is that a reasonable request? I'll have to see. I'll look at my...
Yeah, when you run this back.
I mean, it sounds like these people were kind of a fun party, though.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like, yeah, use that filter on your spreadsheet, in Excel, and see what's left.
Yeah, do you have anybody who doesn't have 23 relatives who love cigarettes? Possibly go
I'm really looking to date someone whose whole family is dead. Can you make that happen, please?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
I kind of meet most of the people I meet are at cigarette conventions. So, and it's a family based cigarette convention. So these are most of my clients, but
it's about family.
Yeah.
It's all about family. Smoking cigarettes is all about family.
Yeah. In the new Fast and the Furious, they smoke a lot. It's kind of weird.
They're ripping heaters the whole time.
Yeah. Vin Diesel's just burning parliaments nonstop, chaining them.
They get the big cookout at the end. They got the Coronas and they all just have three cigarettes in each hand, all lit.
Yeah, they're all Coronas and they all have cigarette butts out in the bottle. They're just filled with them. But yeah.
Should we do
the end of our podcast?
Yeah, let's do the end of our podcast.
The end. Yeah.
Become a subscriber at patreon.com/whatatimepod for weekly bonus episodes and much more. And head to whatatimepod.com/links for our merch store, Discord, and more. Follow Patty, Kath, and Eli on Twitter and Instagram at Patty Mo, at Kath Barbadoro and at Eli Uden. And check out Kath's other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters, wherever you get your podcasts. Here's where you can see us doing stand-up this week.
If you happen to be in upstate New York, I am doing shows this weekend with friend of the show, Kate Willett, in a little town called Teresa, New York, which I believe is, drumroll, looking it up on a map because it is very far away. it's north of Syracuse. So if you live in that area near Teresa, New York, come see us. It should be fun. My monthly show, Paid Protest, is on July 7th. That's our next one. So come to that. It's at the Silo, 90 Scott Ave in Bushwick. Eli, you got anything?
I potentially, you may see me this Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. at the Three Diamond Door for the I Made You a Playlist comedy show, but that depends on my healing. So I would say keep an eye on my Instagram for that.
Keep an eye on Eli's health and yeah. Figure out whether you can go to that show.
Yeah, you might.
Patty, where can we see you?
You can see me in my house. Taking care of a dog. That's the main
take a
place.
Peek through the window.
You can see me.
Just give it a little tap.
If you're through the window, then we've got like a Salem's Lot situation. If you're looking at us through the window, because we are.
Do you see Pat Monahan as a hypocrite in this situation?
Oh boy.
What?
Yeah.
What is that from?
That's the head of the PGA is I think is Jay maybe. I don't know what his real first name is, but. Somebody on CNN was asking one of the golfers about the PGA Live thing. And
do you see Pat Monahan as a hypocrite in this situation?
Yeah. So maybe she's
called him Pat Monahan.
Big train head. I'm not sure where that name
maybe
came
she's
from.
A big Patty Mohead.
Maybe.
She might be a big Patty Mohead, but with a subconscious hatred of
me. Yeah, you can see me on CNN being asked, a lot of people are being asked if I'm a hypocrite. And you can see Liza at Liza.Legoto on Instagram. Check her out.
Sweet. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.